I have one more speaker on the list. Dan, anybody else? Donald wants to speak for a second time. Go ahead, Dan.
So, you know, just on the budget issue, this kind of gets to be a long-term frustration in dealing with WBAI. When I've been involved since, 2006, not as long as some people, but since 2006, this problem in New York has been exactly what it is now. And no one ever says, well, let's actually figure out how to solve it, right? Now, you know, there's no doubt that Tracy's right when she says that if the Berkeley was part of New York, it would not be able to afford New York expenses on Berkeley's budget, which I suppose is true, you know, at some logical level. But the point is really, though, is that BAI is in the richest, largest media market in the entire world, right? And so its ability to generate resources and listenership should be evaluated in that context. And this is not, you know, just to argue with Tracy, but to say that the station really needs a complete makeover, you know, in the sense that a decision should probably be made to close the station for a period of time, have it move to a place where it could afford to be, like Queens, or New Jersey, someplace in New Jersey. There should be a redo of its entire strategy around programming and, you know, dipping into the market. And it should be reorganized, and then it should be restarted. And I think that's the way in which this situation will be dealt with. The other thing, which I don't know if it's true or not anymore, but a few years ago at least, it was possible in that there were actual people who would buy BAI for enormous amounts of money, and that part of the deal in exchange is that BAI would get a new spot on the dial, presumably a less attractive one, at least in the eyes of the person who wanted to buy it. Now, we've always been extremely resistant about even thinking about ideas like that, but given one, the urgency of the situation, and two, the fact that BAI really has a tiny number of committed listeners, making that change doesn't seem as radical as it might be otherwise.